Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 29th, 2025. Have your host James, and we are going to have some fun in the next bit of time here because we have the WRCT Youth Theater production of the Brothers Grimm Spectacular-a-thon with us today. Got some of the cast, got the director with us. I want to let you guys introduce yourselves so we can have the audience put a voice to the name and all that, and I'll start at the end here.
Hello, I am Stephanie. I am the director.
It is always good to see you, Steph.
Yes,
thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm narrator number one.
Good to see you, Elizabeth. Thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm Cadence, and I am Enchantress.
Cadence, great to meet you. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate the time, you guys. I'm going to put you both to work in a little bit, but I want to bug Steph for a moment first, because with these plays, and for people that may not know a lot of some of the youth production and some of the things that they do at WRCT, you've been at this for quite some time.
This is actually my 20th show I've directed.
I was going to ask.
Yep.
Oh, congratulations.
In about 21 years, so yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That is really, really cool.
Yep.
Very impressive.
Thank
and
you.
As much as how much I love history, and I love rambling about theater and this theater in particular, and the history of this and your history tied to it, and with Hopo in particular, and everything you and Gretch and stuff. Just before we dive too far into things, I was going to ask the number, but I didn't think about this. What's it feel like to be part of like 20 of these?
So
feel pretty good.
18 Hope, well, children's theater, because I started directing children's theater before Hopo was created. I've done 2 main stage shows as a director as well, but this is my 20th overall production. But Gretchen and I co-founded Hopo back in 2009, so this is actually the 15th year of Hopo as well. So
that's awesome. It's gotta feel really good to be
absolutely every single year except for 2020. We did an online thing because of COVID, but otherwise it's been going strong every year, more and more, because this year we had a record number of people audition too. So
that is fantastic. When it comes to this though, especially in the early days of Hopo, you don't exactly have the budget to be able to go buy Oklahoma or something like that, so you like a little bit like the theater group I was in high school, we had a similar situation. We're like, okay, well, we're going to write the scripts. We're just going to come up with these ourselves. And that sounds great like in the first minute when you first think about it. Then you're like, oh yeah, then I got to write a script still. Like and all of that. I you've written a lot of these over the
years.
I've
actually never written one.
I should say I've been a part of that process and everything. But when it comes to are you part of the ideas of for the scripts or anything?
Oh yeah,
like
I find
that?
Them.
That's what I thought.
I look online for them. I find typically I've gone to the same website quite often, but this script is by an author I've used once before. I'm actually friends with him on Facebook. He writes crazy, like fantastically ridiculous scripts. We did Game of Tiaras back in 2020 at the middle school, and that was like a Game of Thrones with Disney characters, basically. That's all you need to know. And fantastic, beautiful, lovely. And this is the same thing. Grimm Brothers in their original format, you know, dark, but also funny. So
which is perfect for this age range. I love the way that this has been broken down this year for the kids, where it's really set up by age ranges.
Absolutely. We have our 4 narrators, and they kind of have talking, they talk and interact with the audience, there's audience participation, and then the stories unfold, and the stories happen, you know, so the little groups and the little stories, like there's, you know, 4 or 5 people in one story, so they all have their moments to shine, so to speak, and fantastic for rehearsal purposes. But also just, we have a lot of things in this show where things are literally flying off on stage, off stage. People throw, a baby gets thrown on stage, and they catch it, and they're like, oh look, he's my baby, he's beautiful, throws them off, and then the next crown comes flying on. The things are flying all over the place.
We could stop the interview right there, and we're gonna get a good turnout. Like, you just sold it so well. That's fantastic. When it comes to choosing what play, I'm curious, is a big part of it about some of the fun you described there, but just as much a big cast? I know that you really want
to
cast a lot.
I have to look for a larger cast. Back in the day when we first started, I had to look for a part for myself because I used to be in the plays. No more do I do that. Easy rehearsal. We do the show in a week and a half, so I also have to find something that's not terribly complicated. I mean, there are little mini monologues in this show, but and some of the cheating that we can do for this specifically, the narrators, they're referring and reading stories. So if we have to put little things for them to actually read, that it makes it natural.
Works.
So yeah,
it works with mm-hmm. the play.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So choosing this one, it seems like a no-brainer in many ways.
I mean, I feel like because I've been doing this for so long, I can figure out in the first 5 pages if I'm going to like it and want to even continue reading it. This one, I was like, I was sold in the first page. So absolutely, yeah.
When it came to the audition, and I'm not asking this because I'm going to be a part of this process very soon, right. And I don't know what I'm doing yet. I imagine, for one, it's got to be a fun part of things. I know, as much as it can be challenging and nerve-wracking in some ways, it's absolutely fun, I imagine, to, you know, be able to take all this in.
Yeah.
But how did the audition process go?
Well, we got through maybe a third of what I wanted to, because I had 68 people audition, and wow. I got as many as I could in that short amount of time. My biggest thing when I'm picking scenes or parts to have them audition is if I want a very specific characterization, if I want a specific accent, if I want a specific, I want to see the chemistry between these two people, accents, voices, laughs, cackles, any of that stuff, I will put into the audition as much as I can, because I need to know if they can give that to me. And especially doing it in a week and a half, they obviously all grow. They all have, you know, from start to finish, there's phenomenal growth in that short amount of time. But also, I have very short amount of time. If they're not there at auditions, they're probably not going to be 100% there at performances either, you know? So yeah, so it's combination of chemistry, of, as I said, like voices and accents, or laughter, or if there's ever singing, any things like that. Absolutely.
There's some stuff there I wouldn't have thought of. I like that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. I got pointers all over the place if you need it.
I'll be bugging you again. Yeah. I'm sure. Especially like a month before the show premieres and everything.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm doing. That is cool to hear, and thank you for sharing that with us. And as some of the people that we're auditioning for that, we have with us Elizabeth and Cadence. I want to take some time talking with you two a little bit about those characters. And first, let's start with the audition process. You show up, there's that many people. I get that. I've dealt with that a lot, but I'm also, it's a professional setting, so you expect that. You guys are walking in as kids into this and everything. I imagine that there's some nerves, but also some excitement, right?
Yeah, it's a little... It's obviously a little like nerve-wracking, because like you're in a room full of a bunch of people, but it's most of them you know, and it's just like you get to mess around with your friends for like an hour, and then you get to be in a play with them, so it's like not that bad once you get into it.
Right. Cadence, did you see it the same way? Did you?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Right on. That's great. And thank you for sharing that, you guys. Yeah. Now, part of the purpose of this that Steph and I and many of the people from WRCT, when we're doing this, we want to celebrate these shows, make sure you guys get a good turnout. We also want to encourage other people to come on down and audition for these things. And I put a lot of focus on adults and getting grumpy people like me to come down and audition and stuff. But kids are a very important part of this as well. And we want them to have the fun. They're hearing it from you guys firsthand. That helps a lot. Appreciate you sharing that. When it comes to the characters you're playing, let's go ahead and introduce those a little bit. Go ahead and tell me the name of your character and a little bit about them.
So I'm one of the narrators. I'm narrator number one. And basically I get to not dictate. What's the word?
Navigate. Is that a word you were looking? Because I think that's a good
she's
one.
She's also, we have 4 narrators. I split them from 2 to 4 because they're 200 some lines per narrator. I'm like, that's a lot to learn in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So she's almost kind of like, I'm like the mother of the four. Like, she kind of has to rein them all in because they're very chaotic.
All of them are chaotic. One of them likes to talk about flames and like death all the time. I'm like, you gotta chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You also get to interact with the audience and them to...
I love doing all the crowd work I get to do.
It's one of my favorite things to do. One of my all-time favorite things to do is anything to do with the audience.
Anytime you get to break that fourth wall, it's so like a fun taboo that it's like, ooh, I'm allowed to do this. Yeah.
That's so cool. Pretty cool too. Oftentimes the narrator is just a voice or just not really a lot of character put into it. It's really cool to have
they have a lot of character and personality.
Very cool. Thank you for that, Elizabeth. Thank you. And Cadence, can you tell us about yours?
So I'm the Enchantress, and I'm basically like Mother Gothel. I take away Rapunzel from her mother. It's very fun.
And you're part of a trio too, which is super fun. Her and Rumpelstiltskin and the devil.
Oh, wow, and that is a tag. That is a treat, though.
The girl sells her soul to all three of them, and then they fight over them. And there's a lot of tie-ins from, like, the girl and the prince become Rapunzel's mother. Rapunzel becomes the mother of Cinderella, I think. They're all tied in somehow together. Yeah. It's very weird but interesting and good.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Oh, that's a fun idea. Yeah.
It's
wow.
super interesting.
The whole play is connected.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Was that one of the reasons why you guys wanted to come down to audition? Was the type of show that it was?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a bunch of friends who wanted me to do it too, but it seemed like a very chaotic and fun show.
Very cool. Very cool. And there's no wrong answers. It's just cool to hear that. That's great. What about the rehearsal process? Stephanie was telling us you guys did not have a lot of time. We used to call this back in the day guerrilla theater when you do that. You know, you have a week or two to prepare for a show or something. That's a little chaotic, a little crazy, but also kind of exciting, kind of fun. Did you guys enjoy it?
Yeah. It's a little different from normal rehearsals where you have a month to learn everything. So everything's more fast paced, but it's still fun.
Stephanie, how often during the week did you guys rehearse and for how long?
So we had auditions on the 14th, and then last week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, we had our blocking rehearsal. So I blocked the entire show in 9 hours, basically three-hour blocks. And then this week, so yesterday and today, are reviews of last week's blocking. Tomorrow, lines are memorized. We do act one, act two. Thursday is the first time we do a full run. Dress rehearsal Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday performances. So we're literally halfway through right now.
Yeah.
Eight rehearsals. We're on the fifth day. So.
Wow. You guys are incredible. That's awesome.
And every year people ask, I'm like, this has been going on for 15 years. It's worked every year. So something's right. I don't know if it's the scripts, if it's the dedication of the actors as well. Obviously they have, and it works, and I don't know how.
And you know, to her point, what she's saying there, you guys, I don't know how many productions Steph and I have been a part of if you took both of our careers and everything. And one thing I think we can both agree on, no matter what the show, no matter what the chaos or anything, they always work out. They always work out.
The show must go on.
The show goes on.
Yeah, it has to. I mean, this is your deadline. This is when it's due, and we're going to do it.
And there is such a fun part of that as far as performing goes. The energy and the adrenaline it gives you for it. You guys are going to have a blast out there with this one. What do you? I have to ask a tough question as a journalist. That's what I do. So I have to ask, do you have a favorite part, or was there a favorite part of the show that you guys enjoyed? Maybe something you did, or maybe something you get to see, and we don't want to spoil anything, of course, but anything in particular that you guys really stood out to you?
My favorite part is the crowd work I get to do during the Hansel and Gretel story, because that's a horror, that's the more horror movie one.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to help I make the crowd make sound effects. I get to randomly jump out and start pointing and yelling at the audience, and it's really fun.
We got Friday the 13th ties into Hansel and Gretel.
That's incredible. I've never got to do anything like that. That is pretty cool. That is awesome.
If that doesn't entice you to come and see our show.
Yes. We can just cut this up in little snippets here and everything. Candace, how about for you?
I think I just like the whole show. It's just really funny, and there's not a specific part that's my favorite, because it's just all my favorite.
That's a fantastic answer. That's a great answer. And it really does speak to, I haven't gotten to read it full hand and everything, but doing some prep this weekend. I, like you, Stephanie, got a couple of pages. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have anything spoiled for me. I want to see the show.
Right.
I want to
this author has written so many different, and he likes to combine famous stories together. And yeah, his writing is fantastic. A lot of this show feels kind of improv, and it kind of feels thrown together in that's how it's supposed to feel. Like I said, there's certain things where it almost feels like it's a rehearsal. You know, in rehearsal, you're like, oh shoot, we forgot the lamp. Someone runs or grabs it and sets it down. That's what this whole show is like. Oh, we need a baby thrown on stage. We catch it, you know. We have a kiddie pool for our pond for the frog pits.
Awesome.
We just have things all over the place constantly being brought on, and yeah, it's great.
I thought of something else with this too, where it's a play where you may not know the play, but you do. You know these characters, you
correct.
Know so much of it. There's
very much fractured fairy tale. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I find that part is cool. While also, you're going to be seeing some of these things and these characters like you haven't seen them before in a new way.
Yes.
So that part is really cool.
And what's really fun, and I think a lot of people are interested in this, Grimm Brothers, it's the original stories. It's not the mouse version.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they refer to multiple times. We're like, before the mouse took these stories over, is what the original stories. Like in Cinderella, the stepsisters chop off their toes and their heels to try to fit into the shoes. We have that. We have things that were like, and a couple times the narrator specifically would be like, seriously, that's the actual story. Like, read it.
Right.
Google any of these stories, you will find the actual story. And that's what we're going to be telling.
There really is. Ted's the originals. Yes. And they're classics. They're classics. They're great.
Oh, yeah. Majority of these characters, like you said, everyone's pretty familiar with. There's a few thrown in that are brand new that you've never heard of, and a group that are actually not part of it. It's kind of a running joke throughout the show, too, and they're my favorite characters in the whole play. They're our crab people.
Oh, awesome. Before we let you go, let's talk about them. Let's go ahead and touch on the rest of the cast, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so we have four narrators. We have Elizabeth here as one. Ashton Brandt is number two. Cohen Swanson is number three. Phoebe Lager is four. We have our actor, who's Matthew Breyer. He ends up playing multiple parts. He has a one-man show at one point, so that's going to be a highlight. It's fantastic. Awesome. Abrietta Harchess is Girl, who becomes Rapunzel's mother. We have Nigel Schultz, who is our dirt merchant. Cadence is our enchantress. The devil is played by Peter Swanson. Rumpelstiltskin is T.J. Mortensen. And again, the devil, enchantress, and Rumpelstiltskin are just beautiful. Our first prince is Weston Swanson, who marries the girl, becomes Rapunzel's father. Rapunzel is played by Kaylin Wettren. Charlie Shaw is prince number two, who is with Rapunzel. The mother is Marilyn Gildenzoff, girl without hands, a actual character, Julia Malepsky. Father is Roland Keen. We have Hansel and Gretel. Hansel is Carter Bloyd, and Gretel is Quinn Goodness. We have a secret character who is played by Adelina Harchess. We have our witch in that scene, which is Kylie Michaels. And then we have a scene with water and fish, and we have a fisher girl, Julia Dobreiner. Chet Dobre is Ellery Shaw. Talking fish is Ellie Reichert. And we have two crab people. And oh my gosh, I'm not even kidding you. These are my favorite characters. Brinley Brooks and Aisha Jabi. And then we have extra crab people because I just love them. Isaac Lager, Bear Lager, and John Dusterdeck. And we have our frog prince, which is Harry Roosh. Our princess is Mia Dine. And our king in that scene is Jaren Felch, which is Cadence's brother and his first play ever. Cool. We have a lot of first timers in this show, which is great. We have two dwarves, Nolan Ludvazak and Corbin Candler. And that's scene, one of the dwarves becomes Snow White. He gets to do a runway walk, chasse. Oh my gosh, fantastic.
Wow. Oh, great.
And Snow White is Emmy McKebben. Witch 2 in that scene is Cameron Wade. We have Prince 3, Zoe Dine. There's a reason for that, because Snow White's a male and she's a female. Anyways, Louis Malepsky is our Walt, which ties in with later on. King number 2 is Jason Dobreiner with Johann the Faithful. Johannes, that is an evil, holy crap scene. Read that story, because oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's Zoe Candler playing Johannes. We have our Raven, which is Trinity Peckham. Our Plinky Ply, precious, adorable little pony, Kenzie Dine. And extra ponies, we have Mia Sievers and Nora Tome. And then our queen in that scene is Imogene Schultz. We have Little Red Riding Hood, who is Natalie Kleckner, and holy cow, she's just hilarious. I don't want to give anything much away, but Little Red Riding Hood, we'll just go with that. The wolf is Everett Swanson. Grandma is Jojo Sabaki. Woodcutter, tiny little adorable boy, Jeremiah Cohen. And then our Cinderella is Catherine Dewar.
Oh, a fantastic cast.
49 people. Yes.
And impressive work handling all that as well, Stephanie.
And let me throw out, too, I have Acacia Landowski, and she's my assistant and my stage manager and literally my savior. And we have Lainey Rouse, who is doing our costuming and helping with stuff. Rose Paul is choreographing our pony dance number, doing some lights. We have Austin and Emerson is spotlights. We're going to do a lot of spotlight work in the show. We just have tons of people. I feel like I'm not doing anything at this point. Like, I know I'm the director and I told people what to do, but now I'm kind of like sitting back and just letting, it's a weird feeling, because I used to, in the beginning, do all of it myself, and now I'm just like, it's okay, I can delegate.
That's why you got good people.
Yes,
why you got good
fantastic people, yes.
And it brings in so many fun and, you know, ideas and other imaginations into the whole process. It makes it a lot of fun. And I cannot wait for this show. It is coming up, everybody. Production dates are August 2nd and 3rd. We have a 7 o'clock show on the 2nd and a 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'm sorry. It's 2 o'clock matinee on August 3rd. Be sure to get your tickets at wrctheater.org, and you can find out more about the show as well. Find out how maybe you can get your kids and your people involved in this. I do want to send a big shout out to all the parents, all the guardians, mm-hmm. everybody getting kids to the rehearsals, getting them down there for auditions and rehearsals and everything.
We have a lot of kids from like the Point area and stuff too, and you know, people that have to obviously drive a little further, and thank you to all of them.
A big thank you. And a big to all of you guys for joining us. Thanks so much for celebrating theater in this area. Another great summer of youth productions and fun over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. You guys break a leg. Have a great show, okay? Have a good time.
We just ended. Come in.
And a last second entry here as we're just getting ready to wrap up and everything. Hey, Bud, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself real quick and your character?
I'm Cohen Swanson, and I'm the third narrator for Brothers Grimm.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, man. Appreciate it. Can you tell us a little bit about your character?
He's kind of the more announcer-type narrator, kind of like... If you've seen the Aquabats, like the one who introduces each episode.
Sure, sure. What was it about this that made you want to come down and audition and be a part of things?
I've done Hopo before. It's always like a blast to do Hopo. All of them are like hilarious. So even just participating in it is like a really good time.
Right on. Good, good. And good on you for doing it, man, and everything. And was there anything about the show in particular, like a favorite part or something like that or anything? There's no wrong answers. It's a tough one.
Yeah, the whole show is like really good. Probably the most funny show we've done yet, honestly.
It's a great answer. That's good. Cadence had a very similar answer. That's a very good answer. Nicely done. And I do appreciate you being here. Thanks a lot for coming by. All right, no, he may have handled this the smartest of all of you. He may have got in and out. All of you guys, thank you so much for being here, for entertaining us. We appreciate you. Break a leg. Have a great run. And we'll see you on that stage, okay?
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And thank you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support here at WFHR.com.